Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Olala Njinga. Olala, I need a website. You want to give us one?
Olala.com, O-L-A-L-A-H, is where I play, and yellowwoodgroup.com is where I work. So You can find me anywhere. You can Google me with just my first name. You
don't That's right. There's only one.
My last name.
There's only one, Lord. Folks, and the Lord and the Lord looks after like there's only one of me, right, Olala?
There you go.
Thank God. Hey, Olala, what do you say to young women out there who are at your knee right now and who like the way you talk, like the way you think, and they want some of that? They want some of what you got, because you're married, you got children, you've raised children. While you were raising your children, you were growing a business. That's a big deal. That's a major accomplishment, man, woman, you know, or woman. So the young women are listening to you and they want some of that. What do you say to them?
Well, I have a young woman as a child, and Lindsay and I have conversation around this quite often. And I would say, you know, think about who you are and how you want to impact the world that you live in. And impact can be in a series of small things. And when you think about who you are as a person and how you want to make that impact, reach out to other people, men and women, who can help you understand yourself a little bit better, who can broaden your perspective about yourself and how you see the world. Because one of the things that I am very concerned about is a myopic way of looking at the world, as if young people only have that one way. If it doesn't make sense to them, then it doesn't make sense. Life is not that black and white, and there's a time to kind of play in the gray. And so I would offer for particularly young women, connect with people who can help you play in the gray, help you understand that.
You're talking about older people then?
I'm definitely talking about older people. So, I mean, it can be younger people. There's
do you think that younger people have a hard time valuing what's gone before them?
I don't think I can make that as a broad, sweeping statement. You know, I speak a lot to collegiate crowds.
Right.
I get a lot of email from young people, particularly young women. I think they're hungry for, I'm going to say mature, okay? Anyone over 45 is mature,
right,
in my book. I think they're hungry for insight and wisdom and perspective from a mature woman. What they don't want is the mom speech.
Right.
So they don't want a woman like me to speak to them or speak down to them or speak to them like what they've achieved and what they think and what they've done is somehow insignificant. Because I get it in the reverse. When I speak to, you know, I'm closer to 50 than 40, which I'm all right about, okay? But when I speak to a woman like in her 70s and she'll say, oh, sweetie, you know, you're still a baby, it's condescending, you know?
Even though she doesn't mean it that way.
Even though she doesn't mean it that way, that's how I feel it.
Right.
And so I think the reverse can also happen. You know, when you're a mature woman.
But what I'm talking about, Olala, is you and I both know there are things in running a business that are not exciting. I call it the diaper changing stuff, right?
Okay.
And, you know, the things that have to be done, even though they're not fun.
Right.
And those are the fundamentals. And whenever I'd just like to encourage young women and men if they have an opportunity, you know, there's so many things that young people know today that the folks who've been in the marketplace don't know because they're new things.
Right.
And the young people know them, but that's not what those new things are not going to be all you can. You can't just do those new things and be successful.
Well, that's the transference.
And that's where you have. That's what you need to learn from folks who've been around the block a few times.
Right. That's the transference of knowledge, the transference of wisdom.
Right.
I think it's the presentation and the packaging.
Yeah.
Sometimes as a mature person, whether it's the workplace, whether it's in our community, sometimes the tone we use sends a message.
However, I think all of us need to get over the tone thing a little bit.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I'm serious because.
No, I understand that.
You don't like the tone doesn't mean they're not giving you good information.
And this is true.
Maybe that's their tone. Maybe you just need to grow up a little bit, you know?
And the reverse is true. The tone that young people can sometimes use to mature people can be very off-putting. Mm-hmm. So if we could be more mindful of the fact that, you know, you get more with honey than vinegar, you know, say it in a way that invites conversation.
OLALAH.com.
That's it. Thank you.
Olala, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.